What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John, before we get into all that, you and a lot of Michigan fans are conflicted about Monday night.
I can't wait. I can wait for this game. And I've been asked by many people, who do I have a rooting interest for Monday night? Notre Dame, which there's no Wolverine fan that's going to have any love lost for the Wolverine or for the Fighting Irish, the Golden Domers, and certainly no love lost for the TM Buckeyes. It's one of those things where there's no good choice. So what type of mental gymnastics do you have to do? And hoops do you have to jump through? Because it's really hard to watch a game without a rooting interest. I don't know that I've ever watched a game. I may have turned on a game, and maybe it's the Mac in the middle of the week where you don't really know anything about either team. But then all of a sudden, maybe the announcer says something about one of the kids on one of the teams, and you're like, okay, I can root for that. You just watch a game and eventually you end up pulling for one of the teams.
And if you don't have an interest, sometimes you bet on that game and that becomes your rooting interest. But you're right. Like, I don't watch games.
If you have problems, yes.
Or you like fun.
Or you have to rely on that for fun.
I'm saying for one reason or another, you're right. You watch football games with at least an interest in one of the teams winning.
Yeah.
Is it the impossible question for Michigan fans? Maybe the two teams you hate the most, I guess you throw Michigan State in there too. But these are teams you don't like, and yet you're going to watch the game on Monday night, and who are you going to root for?
Well, so, okay, here's the mental gymnastics that you have to go through. Take away the mascots, and because we've had this discussion before, can you root for the Big Ten if it's just a Big Ten team? And with all of the discussion over the last 20 years or even the last decade, the dominance of Alabama in the SEC, it just means more. Do you want to be able to look back? Because last year it was Michigan. This year Ohio State's in the game. And you want to be able to look back in a decade's time and see a couple of Big Ten teams. And who knows what happens? Maybe it's Oregon next year. Maybe it's Michigan. Maybe it's Ohio State again. Who knows? Maybe it's USC. Maybe they find some magic and all of a sudden, hey, they're back in the mix. Is it a time now for the Big Ten to take over and wear the crown of the dominant conference in college football? That's one way to look at it, which would make you lean towards the Scarlet and Gray.
You'd be rooting for Ohio State.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to say those words. Just, can you root for the Big Ten?
Which would mean Ohio State.
Right. And so my answer to that is no. And then it's, you know, the rivalry and the, you know, the outside fan bases would look at Michigan and they would look at Notre Dame and say, maybe those are the two most arrogant fan bases,
no doubt,
in all of college football. And that arrogance for Notre Dame kind of rubs me the wrong way. But I also know the logo that I wear.
I was going to say.
Right. And so, you know, it's
pot calling the kettle black a little bit there. Yeah.
But, and then if you say, oh, well, Marcus Freeman, he seems like a good guy.
Sure, likable.
That might be even more of a conflict because he was a Buckeye and now he's coaching for the Golden Domers.
There's a no win.
What the hell am I going to do?
No win.
And so I take a little bit of a deeper dive. And I do think Marcus Freeman's a good guy. I think he's a class act. I think he's made some poor decisions in his life committing to the Ohio State coaching the Golden Domers. But I like the way he has handled himself with a lot of different questions that have come his way, whether it's about the loss to NIU, it's the questions that he has faced about race and being an African-American coach, coaching in this game, possibly winning a national title. I think he has handled all of those with extreme class. But even that, I can't get behind. Where I have gone even further is the backup quarterback to Notre Dame.
What?
CJ Carr.
Well, he's the backup to the backup. He's the backup to the backup.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That's
backup
how
to
deep
the backup.
This
is how deep this goes.
John's
yes.
on the three deep to yes. find a rooting interest.
I am going with the family connection. Love Tammy. Love Jace. Jace was a former teammate of mine at Michigan. Obviously, love CJ's grandpa. And I think it would be awesome for him to have a national championship ring like grandpa. And so I am going to be rooting for CJ Carr.
Which means Notre Dame.
I'm rooting for CJ Carr.
Which means the Irish. Where are you guys at? If you had to do the mental gymnastics that John Jansen just did, where you're like, I'll find a person, a character, a thing, because both teams can't lose on Monday. Someone will win the national title. It will either be Ohio State.
Well, I think there's a meteor shower expected. there could be a meteor issue that happens, and maybe there's no winner.
Before we turn this over to the phones and the ticket text, John, you are not the only Michigan fan on the show. Greg Hargrave? Let's start with you. We'll get Tom Milliken in here. Who do you want to win on Monday night?
This is not even close. No contest. Notre Dame.
There was a poll that you sent us.
Yes, from Andrew Kahn, mm-hmm. Beat writer for the Wolverines for MLive. And he was asked this question, like Michigan fans, who are you rooting for? This is about 900 votes plus. 96% mm-hmm. said they're rooting for Notre Dame. You could not get 96% on a Twitter poll if you asked if the sky is blue.
Right. Definitely don't want to ask if the world is round.
I would say, yeah, and I agree. That it, for me, it's Notre Dame. Now, first, I will admit, I actually grew up a Notre Dame fan, so I don't have this animosity that most Michigan fans do have for Notre Dame.
But the key is you grew up.
True. And then I went to Michigan. I mean, right. Look, I know Gov has said this on the air, you shouldn't change your allegiances just by the school that you went to. And maybe he would, quote, have more respect for me if I was still a Notre Dame fan.
Well, it's easy for him to say.
Like Doug Karsh.
You're referencing the opinion of a jackass.
Self-proclaimed.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's easier to say that when you go to Eastern. Just saying.
So
right, you shouldn't adopt the college Eastern.
You're throwing those opinions from the Walmart parking lot.
Right.
But yes, but to a deeper effect, I obviously hate Ohio State, but to a deeper level, I just find them annoying. Like, they're on TV all the time. They're just good. They just crap out 5-star wide receivers. They just win, and they do win some close games when they're, close. They might get upset, and they pull the okey-doke on you, and they win, and the fans are annoying. So, everything about Ohio State I just find annoying. Then you add on top of the hate and the rivalry and all that.
So we have the perspective of two people who have Michigan degrees. We'll get the Walmart perspective after the update. Some of these responses are predictably incredible. Monday night, it's Ohio State and Notre Dame. We're not going to have time to get into it on Friday or Monday with the Lions playoff game, so we're just getting ahead of it now. Who do you want to win? Because someone has to. And John went to the three deep, found the third string quarterback in Notre Dame and said, CJ Carr. So you're going to root for CJ Carr, a.k.a., you don't want to say it out loud, Notre Dame. Greg Hargrave, Michigan alum, has said the same. It's easy to him. You root for the Irish. Tom, what do you think?
All right, we've had numerous ticket texts rooting for a tie, and that's impossible. Although there used to be a world where bowl games would tie, which is absolutely unbelievable.
Stupid.
And so you can't do the tie. So the next best thing is this is the first national championship game that is decided by 2-point conversions in overtime. So I want multiple OTs so that they can both whine and complain about the OT system. I think that's the best. And then whoever wins, wins. Now, I have a compelling reason, seriously, with all the joshing that was going around and the Walmart Wolverining and stuff, to John and Greg, where I think they'll at least give this a little respect, but I understand you would still go Ohio State. And that is the reason I would root against Notre Dame here. Notice I didn't say root for Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Root against Notre Dame is I can't stand how Notre Dame acts like they do things right. And they present this holier than thou when they're pretty much just like everybody else. I at least respect Ohio State from just jumping in the portal and shooting their wad to buy a team. And being, they kind of embrace their dirtiness a little bit. They don't act like they're clean.
But it's not dirty anymore.
They don't act like they're clean, though. Like Notre
They're self-aware. That's the difference. Ohio State is self-aware.
Yes. They don't act like this whole thing, like the, around Notre Dame.
Think about it. For Notre Dame, just
BS. You're a bunch of fakes, and you're just like everybody else.
Notre Dame plays in the Big Ten in hockey. They had the ACC exception in football. They can have it their way at everybody else's expense. They get their own cookie-cutter system for the college football playoff. They had their own cookie-cutter system in the BCS. They are the height of arrogance.
I mean, Ohio State embraces a little bit that they are the Big Ten's SEC team, you know, in terms of the dirty tactics. And a lot of that stuff is going away with the way you can move around now in college football. But I've always at least, I've never really ran into, instead of Ohio State like denying that they're kind of dirty, they just take shots at Michigan instead. Versus, you know, they don't act like they're not dirty.
So, yeah, you're right about that part. Let's get some ticket texts and phone calls. 248-539-9797. You guys are overcomplicating this. I like Buckeye tears. That's from Justin.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to disagree with that one at all. This will be more of a hate watch than it will be a rooting for anybody else.
I don't care if it was Ohio State versus ISIS. I hope the Buckeyes lose by 70. I think there's another one Tom didn't bring in. Someone said if it was Satan University quarterbacked by Osama bin Laden, I'd still pick against Ohio State. So
here's the thing about... So the last time when they played against Georgia for the title, it was so poetic that as the clock struck midnight, they miss a field goal to lose the national title. If they were able to lose in epic fashion yet again, and we were able to relive the moment of a despondent Ryan Day on the field mouthing the words, "What just happened?" I'd be all in for that.
Speaking of Ryan Day, Texter says, I want the Big Ten to win. If Ohio State loses, they might fire Day. Keep him at Ohio State. He can't beat Michigan.
See, this is some tremendous mental gymnastics that everyone is going for to figure out how they want to view this game on Monday night.
How about this line of thinking? Guys, I'm a Michigan fan. I hate both of these teams. I've decided to root for Notre Dame because... I'm part Irish. No other reason. Tim from Ford. This one says, I'm hoping Bane comes back, recreates the scene where the field implodes, the game's canceled, Rudy sucks. William from Stockbridge. And a lot of people saying, let's go Meteor. Let's go Meteor.
Nah, Meteor shower.
This one says, I have to go with the Big Ten because of Notre Dame's arrogance. I hate Ohio State. I'd root for anybody against them. Derek in Brighton. Irish all day. FOSU. That's Sean the Mailman.
Yeah.
Let's get some phone calls in. David in Pontiac, you're on 97.1.
I got to go with Notre Dame because if Ohio State wins, then that'll put a damper on our win, Michigan winning over Ohio State. All their fans will gladly say that they'll rather take the loss to the Wolverines to win the national championship. So I'd rather see Ryan Day die as he cried, start dripping down his face. I'd rather see them lose and the Buckeyes have to deal with that. Now, I don't think Ryan Day is going to lose his job if he loses the national championship. I think he's done enough to keep it.
You're probably right.
But I'd rather see Ohio State lose.
Done enough to keep it. He's been one of the most successful college coaches in the last 5 or 6 years.
But
he's done enough to keep his job.
But at Ohio State, you're defined by two things.
Oh,
two things
goodness.
He has not done. I mean, he beat Michigan, I think, his first year, but hasn't done in a long time and hasn't won a national title.
That was the year that I think that was on third base.
Yeah. So Gov hates Notre Dame because they act just like Michigan?
Right.
See, that's the hypocrisy.
I had to call
and
that out.
If
yeah.
people listen all the time. Nobody calls out Michigan for being a fraud and arrogant. And they got a cocoon and a liberal wall over there. The blue wall exists. The Michigan mafia exists. I've said all these things all the time. And I said Mozzie should have been suspended. And it's a joke how they handled the tunnel. Listen, people. I call Michigan for what it is. I've told you guys I root for the team on the field and the helmet still. And I've even told people at the station off the air, and I'll say it on the air now, I've almost walked away from Michigan because it's a joke the way they act. I'm just saying Notre Dame doesn't get called out for doing the same thing.
Better be careful.
Am I risking things here?
Mafia's listening.
Mafia. Is Ward listening?
Cement shoes in the Detroit River.
Look the other way, Ward.
Yeah. No, we would use the Huron.
Okay.
Yeah, I live close to the Huron River, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's a bridge right by me that goes.
So that's where we'll look first if you go missing.
There's a lot of kayakers there, so.
That's all right. You can only see so far down in the Huron. Yeah.
Josh and
Ypsilanti. It's fused in the Erie, so I can go to Ohio.
Josh and Ypsilanti, good morning.
Hey, as a Michigan State alum, I think this is a no-brainer. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Therefore, Ohio State's the obvious answer. And then on top of that, you've got the fact that MSU has a rivalry against Notre Dame for the megaphone.
True. Is it at all different, though, that Notre Dame doesn't commit to the rivalry every year? Like, either side. They don't play Michigan every year. They don't play State every year. They're just kind of an occasional
rival,
on-field rival. I know you fight with them all the time, but you don't play them all the time, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good question. I'm not sure why they don't have that every year. I think that's a shame because those were always great games. I mean, going back to the fake field goal game and the D'Antonio heart attack, I mean, even when both teams weren't that great or one team was better than the other, significantly, they were still pretty close games. And then, of course, the Michigan-Notre Dame rivalry is historic. But, yeah, if you want to talk about Walmart Wolverines, I mean, Notre Dame's right up there. They've got the same amount of people that act the exact same way.
Yeah, and they associate with, I mean, if they were to play Michigan or Michigan State on a regular basis, that would be too many Big Ten teams. They would rather associate with one of the lesser Power Four teams or Power Four conferences, and that's obviously the ACC.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, too. They won't join the Big Ten, which I think we don't like them here for that.
Well, they're in the footprint. I mean,
I know they should be in. They should join a conference. Like, join a conference is another frustration with Notre Dame, and if you are, the Big Ten makes the most sense. Think about this,
too. You
know
what, though? I see I'm against that.
No?
Well, first of all, I don't want them in the Big Ten. Second of all, I kind of like some of the nuance that college football has, college athletics, and that's one of the nuances.
The other thing I was going to say is they don't play Michigan and Michigan State every year, but they make sure to play USC and Stanford every year. You know what I mean? Like, that should kind of bother you, too. We're not good enough to be the annual rival, but Stanford is?
Again, it's the nuance of college athletics.
They have their own set of rules. Notre Dame, more than any other school, has their own set of rules. They play by their own set of rules, and I think that's what makes them entirely hateable.
But when we are losing so much of the identity of conferences, like the Big Ten, or even like SMU, I didn't even realize or couldn't figure out where SMU, what conference they were in. And now you've got, you know, Big Ten schools on the West Coast. Like, it just, so much has eroded away from college athletics and rivalries. Even though Stanford is not a traditional powerhouse in football, I do like that there is a rivalry. I like the fact that they do play USC at the end of the year because it's a rivalry. Even though now USC, that is a Big Ten game.
Couple more ticket texters. It's as simple as Marcus Freeman being far more likable than Ryan Day.
Yeah,
I can't fault you if that's because I think he is considerably more likable than Ryan Day. And Ryan Day losing is fun, whether you're a Michigan fan or not. Ryan Day losing is fun. Texture says, "Whoa, spicy garlic guy is spicy this morning."
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ticket texture says, "I'm hoping for a 13-10 Irish victory." Josh in a van. I hate both these MFs. It's a good note to end on.